This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions, making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and our guest today is the latest member of the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative. It's a leading provider of innovative trade finance solutions for SMEs, targeting those which are looking to expand their business operations on an international scale. Ernesto Vila is the CEO of AP Trade Finance. How's it going out there in Miami?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me here today. And yes, it's pretty warm in Miami.
Pleasure to have you here. First, could you just introduce yourself, really? How did you get to where you are today?
Sure. As you say, my name is Ernesto Vila. I co-founded APTF. My background is in international logistics and international trade. I've been an early adopter of blockchain technology and DeFi liquidity for the purpose of using in trade finance. So that's how everything started for me in the industry.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about APTF and what are you working on?
Sure. APTF is a very innovative trade finance protocol where it uses logistics as the core to have custody and control of the goods. And we leverage that as collateral. So it's a very, very unique product as we are able to advance payment on the very early stage of a transaction on a PO finance type of environment.
And how does it contribute to closing the trade finance gap?
Yeah, as I said, we use logistics as our core. And what that does is we take the goods in transit as collateral, and we unlock that value that is most of the time trapped at high seas. And that lowers the barriers of entry for SME financing, which is in line with our mandate of our kind of clients, which is SMEs that they wouldn't be able to qualify otherwise.
Well, just tell us a little bit about the clients you're after. Who are you targeting, you know, and what kind of geographies?
Yeah, so we're targeting SMEs. Trade finance or trade by definition is pretty global. However, our mandate today are debtors in the US, Europe, and some Latin American countries. Our clients usually are smaller players that have very tangible good transactions with larger companies. And they don't have the balance sheet to support their transactions, or at least the demand on the client side.
And I guess the other side, what type of corporates are you interested in providing liquidity to? In which geographies?
Trade coming to the United States, it comes usually from the Far East and Europe. So we advance funds to manufacturers and suppliers in China and in Europe, where debtors are in the United States, Canada, and LATAM. So that's kind of the movement of the trade.
And tell us a bit more about the kind of instruments, types of instruments that you're offering to your clients.
Yeah, well, we offer a very comprehensive solution end-to-end. We advance payment on the very early stage of a transaction at the door of manufacturer before chips have been shipped. So pre-shipment finance all the way through transportation, sometimes that conversion to inventory finance, and ultimately that conversion to receivable finance. So we offer end-to-end products, including monetization of letters of credit, which is another area.
This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring the CEO of AP Trade Finance, Ernesto Vila. Now, tell us, Ernesto, are you relying on credit insurance yourself, and how are you risk scoring those transactions?
Yeah, credit insurance is very important, and of course, that's what we look at. However, most of our clients, SMEs, on the PO finance side, it's very difficult for them to qualify. So we rely on the credit insurance on the offtake side. So our sister company as a repayment usually is that exit for us, that they purchase the receivables raising by our clients once we deliver. So that's where we look at credit insurance on the debtor side. And in order to make that happen properly, we ensure that the cargoes are arriving as intended, as we control the logistics and the handling of the underlying physical goods. So that's how we work with credit insurance.
Great. And let's move now on to the technology side of things. And what's the role of technology in your activities?
Well, technology is very important every time, more so, especially now with the rising of AI. Today, we look at technology in many fronts. From an operational standpoint, all the onboarding and you know, KYC, AML for our clients, and then, you know, their operational, how do they submit orders and such. We're looking at technology from a blockchain tokenization aspect. And ultimately, we're looking into AI for risk mitigation. We handle a lot of data points and a way to you know, aggregate all these data points to provide a risk assessment automated. That's what we're aiming for. So yeah, technology is very present in our DNA, and we look forward to continuing innovating in that space.
And just tell us a bit more about AI. You know, what are you, exactly are you using it for at the moment, and where do you see that going? You know, how important is it going to be?
So every time we do a risk assessment on every client, we pull data from many sources. Creating a client profile, or you know, their credit profile online, is a very manual process today. The idea is to have enough data to compare behavior of our clients from you know, similar businesses or their own past trading history. So, you know, transactions can be approved faster, more accurate in terms of prediction. That's where we're looking at it right now.
And let's talk about your use of trade tech. What kind of relationship do you have, and what's been your experience so far?
Well, we share a lot of values. We believe in reducing costs and creating opportunities for others. So in terms of reducing costs, there is a lot of money spent in just, you know, valuing the transactions that pass through, you know, collateralization, a risk assessment, transparency. All of this happens very manual, you know, through, you know, broker dealers, intermediaries, etc. So through blockchain, all of these tokenization could be very transparent, easy to see, and then the settlement side, it will happen very economically. And we believe that every asset that has title or any claim for specific rights could be tokenized, and that's where the future is. So tokenization, fractionalization of the liquidity for many people to participate in providing liquidity to you know, other people, kind of opens the door for many things. For retail investors that don't have an ability to participate in this kind of investable assets, and then transparency for all the actors. So that's where we see it. I believe we already have done some transactions with TradeTech, hope to do many more.
Now, we've been hearing a lot about the Electronic Trade Documents Act. Now does that affect you, and you know, where do you see that going?
Well, yes, it is an important element. There's many companies have tried to tokenize a bill of lading, and they've done it successfully at the layer of a freight forwarder, never at a carrier or an institutional or a government per se. The fact that the UK government has approved this legislation would allow for bill of lading. Actually, you know, the bill lading, for those that don't know, transfer title, is a very important thing. Today it's being handled by papers. This very important document gets lost in mails a lot of times, where people have to post bonds for the value of the card itself. So this is a game changer, and to the use of blockchain, this is the right step forward. Hopefully many more follow suit. Yeah.
Ernesto Villa, the CEO of AP Trade Finance, thank you for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, and we wish you all the best for the future. Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts. Ernesto Villa, the CEO of AP Trade Finance, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.